This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Self-control and controlling your hawa, your vanity and your desires. Self-control is one of the greatest things that I pray that Allah allows you to master and improve in each and every day of your life. SubhanAllah, it's still a struggle for me. And self-control, it's not just about not doing the things that are wrong, but it's also encouraging yourself to do the things that are right. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ. An individual is not mighty, is not powerful because they can pin people to the ground. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ مَنْ تَمَلَّكَ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The one who has strength and power and might is the one that can control themselves at a moment of agitation and anger, is the one who has mastered their self-control. And that's a powerful statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the great dangers and one of the things that leads a person into transgression, leads a person into sin, is that they become very reactionary. So somebody said something, they have to react. And I'm going to say it harsher than what they said. And I got to have the last word. And what I say is going to be bigger than what they said. And it might be that somebody sees somebody do something and I'm going to top it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to buy more or sell more. I'm going to have something bigger or better than others. That lack of self-control where a person is very impulsive, right? They just do things and then they worry about the consequence after is a sign of immaturity. And it's one of the things that will cause your parents as a young person to not give you greater freedoms and not give you greater control over your own decisions because they see you're very reactionary and very impulsive. A lot of young people, they say, Sheikh, I'm having a little bit of trouble at home. My parents won't let me do this or go there. And I say, well, listen, it's probably a decision they're not just making because of this issue, but because there's a track record in the past that you haven't shown that you have self-control, that you make good decisions on your own independently without their input and influence. So for you to build that trust with Allah, with the Muslim community, with your society, wherever you live, you need to make good decisions. And subhanAllah, did you know young people up until the age of 21, 22, 23, some studies up to the age of 26, that show that the brain of a young person is still forming, especially in the place of judgment and foreshadowing, giving you the ability to look further into the future. You can see this, of course, if you have young brothers and sisters, they don't understand the consequence of falling over the downstairs. So you got to put a gate or else your brother who's like 2 years old will just go all the way down the stairs because they just can't understand its danger. Even as a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 10-year-old, 19-year-old, your brain hasn't formed completely to be able to tell you and predict major and greater consequences. And that's why there are so many limitations in the legal systems to limit people from being exposed to things that are going to make them make decisions. It's one of the reasons why young people aren't allowed to vote before 18 in certain countries. But I want you to kind of pay attention to why self-control for us is important as Muslims, is that the Prophet ﷺ has been informed to let you and I know we're accountable to Allah before we're accountable to others. So when you show your accountability to Allah, when you become a person who takes things more seriously and holds things with greater clarity, you become a person who then has a greater standing in society and are given greater opportunities. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to mature with your self-control, that you learn the techniques and the development of how to become a person who's in charge of themselves and not reacting to others or the situations that they are in. That you become the person who other people look up to and take value from because you have a level of composure, a level of calm, and a level of self-control that is pleasing to Allah. Losing that self-control makes your desire and your hawa like a hungry wolf where you are consuming everything, halal and haram, and you worry about its consequences later. May Allah protect you from that hunger of sin and that you become a person who has self-controlled it. Notice that in Islam, many of the things that we are taught teach us that self-discipline, self-regulation, and self-control. Whether it's waking up in the morning for Fajr, whether it's fasting the month of Ramadan in hot summer months, whether it's giving from our wealth and accounting for our zakah, all of it is to teach us self-control, self-reliance, and a self-trust between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.